This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome one and all to the special summer solstice edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do this occasionally once a year where our show will fall on that day. What does that mean?
It means I can talk real slow because it's the longest day of the year.
We get to take our time today. And wait, it doesn't change our time. Never mind. John Rappaport is here. I want to get right to him as we celebrate the highest point the sun will reach in the northern hemisphere. And what that means, I've heard, John, that there are people that, do pagan rituals surrounding, and this is not new. I mean, thousands of years of stuff that people have been doing regarding the movement of the sun, the earth, the stars, etc. But I also want to talk about the ability to get together for maybe non-pagan rituals, to get together and just have fun and uplift one another and maybe get together and talk about liberty. And some of the articles you wrote this week were as inspiring as they have ever been.
Well, thank you. I think that's a great idea. In one of the articles, I retold the story that's famous to some people about the Revolutionary War of 1776, when Washington's troops had suffered a humiliating defeat in the winter, actually around the shortest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And 11,000 troops had left the army and gone home. That's how disconsolate they were. And the contracts of all the other soldiers in the army were coming up for renewal or not, I think, at the end of December. And so it looked like it was over. And Washington, there were several factors that came into play at this point, but one of the major ones was Thomas Paine wrote a new pamphlet called The Crisis Number One, which contained the famous opening lines, "These are the times that try men's souls," and distinguishing between the summer patriot or the sunshine patriot and the real patriot, who would stand firm. And Washington decided that he wanted this pamphlet to be read to his troops for inspiration, and so it was. And remarkably, the troops defeated the Hessians, went up and won against Howe, the British commander general, and the tide completely turned. The soldiers held fast, they didn't go home, and it was amazing from several different perspectives, but obviously the war is about liberty from oppression, and it was a victory. And the words, the written and spoken words of one individual, Thomas Paine, played a remarkable role in that.
I think of the word inspiration. I talked about your articles this week have been as inspiring to folks and to me as any week that you've ever written. And this particular story, how timely it is, because can you imagine if this, you know, happened today? We're taking a lot of beatings, the people that love liberty, and well, in the era of COVID, you know, well, we actually can't be together, so we got to meet on Zoom, and somebody's going to read this to us on Zoom, Thomas Paine's words, and we're all separate, we're all in our homes getting this message. It likely would not have had the same effect as everybody gathered together, being reading in the presence of one another, and I think that, to me, is a clue as to why they want to keep us distinct and separate, unless we're rioting, then it's okay.
Yeah, that's curious, isn't it? I agree, definitely. The whole idea of social distancing obviously has nothing to do with a virus or a disease or any of that. I mean, this has been pointed out scientifically by a number of people. But on top of that is the real, or underneath it is a real motive, which, as you say, is keeping people separate from each other, keeping them isolated behind masks, so that there's no possibility, in many circumstances, of even having a conversation about anything, much less getting together with some view of overthrowing this oppression that we're all under at the moment.
Yeah, I really think about how important it is to get together. I mean, And I'm not opposed to technology, and if you got to meet by Zoom, great, I get it. But there's something that happens, like when we get together at conferences, you know, and we've gotten together, John, from time to time over the years. There's something that happens when you're in somebody's physical presence. And for instance, if you don't know somebody, it's hard to make a lasting, lifelong friendship over the internet. I mean, you could be a pen pal, I guess, but to really be in the presence, it's suddenly you make a relationship that stands the test of time, even when you're apart, because you got together. And I think of the nefarious reasons why they would want to keep us separated. Yet at the same time, if you're wantonly destroying private property and you know, protesting for socialism and collectivism, somehow, you know, that's the exception to the rule. And, you know, if you want to protest Trump's birthday, you know, coronavirus is going to be there, but not if you protest again. There's just so many bizarre things about how this is manifested that it's, at this point, I have to believe a lot of people that even, you know, may not have been awake to some of these things are now waking up and going, wow, this is something I had never seen before, even though others have warned me about it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think you would have to be almost brain dead not to see some of the handwriting on the wall, at least some of it, to realize that everything is turned inside out, backwards, upside down, reversed, which is generally one of the strategies of, let's call it, revolutionary groups who really don't have any agenda except destruction and the removal of freedom. To do one thing more outrageously than the last, to shock and awe people and put them into a state of paralysis as they stare at things and they say, how could this be? And so where do they look? Well, by habit, most of them look to media and the news to tell them what's going on. And, of course, they don't get anything from that source whatsoever. With maybe one or two exceptions. So people, you know, are in a muddle, and this is one of the reasons why I felt compelled that it was time to start talking very seriously about liberty, because that's a fundamental thing that they want to destroy. The people who are promoting this whole epidemic story and all of the consequences that it's that they play on as a result of that, including economic destruction and the lockdowns and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to wipe out freedom, wipe out liberty, to make sure that people don't start making choices which would overthrow their their empire.
Right.
The empire that they think they're building.
Right, right. And you know, one of the things we talked about last week that inspired you apparently to write a great article with wonderful dreams and very funny perspectives, you know, was what we've been talking about for years about how would they achieve this, an abandonment of liberty. They have to create something so scary that people would be like, okay, freedom's way too scary now. All right, I give up on it. And you had rewritten a proposed Bill of Rights under this new scenario, right, which was hilarious but scary at the same time, funny enough. One, Bill of Rights, one would be shout, this is science, when anyone threatens the power of government, and which we see manifested now for anybody who doesn't fall into the party line of WHO, CDC, Fauci, Gates, even though those things change over time. Science, science, science. They yell that as a battering ram to shut up dissent, questioning, which is the harbinger, or let's say the main starting point of good science is questions and skepticism. Two, censor dissent for the sake of public safety, according to guidelines laid down by government and corporations. Disrupt the lives of dissenters. Again, second Bill of Rights, a new type of Bill of Rights. And three, give up liberty when the authorities demand it. Because, you know, it's just too dangerous. And we see it playing out in a certain segment of our culture, John, that some people are falling for it. They don't see through it. They are completely smitten with the idea of authoritarian, totalitarian government. Not sure why. It's not something I've ever been drawn to, but apparently a lot of people are.
Yes, it's quite amazing. And really what it shows is that people can't think. They can't think it through. They have some kind of faith that if you place more and more power and then ultimate power in the hands of the government, then the government will do good things for everybody. Or that you can force the government to do good things for everybody, whatever the definition of good things happens to be. And to say this is a misplaced loyalty would be a vast understatement. I mean, that's exactly what the founders of the Republic warned against, what George Washington warned against, and many others since then. They basically said, look, we just created a new form of government. And the whole point of that creation, which is the Constitution, is to severely hamstring this government so that it can't do all of the things that dictators and monarchs right. have always done. Because if you don't hamstring them, they will do those things.
Exactly. And in the darkest hour...
Now we have a total reversal. It's like all these people want to say, no.
Yeah.
You have to give government the power to do everything.
Well, we're going to go back in some history here and then bring it to contemporary technology and things that they're proposing are kind of wild and crazy and something we'll warn you about next. Coming up here with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. We've got links in the show notes to John's wonderful articles as well. Sometimes we are able to republish them at robertscottbell.com as well. He's at nomorefakenews.com. I was thinking, you know, just at the darkest hour, which is, you know, the article that opened up our discussion today from you. We are in the summer solstice today, which is the brightest day of the year in the northern hemisphere. Of course, it's dark down under. But you know, the light shifts and such, and the moment, which seemingly was the end, started a new beginning, because words that were read in a group inspired folks not to abandon ship, so to speak, and to fight for the cause of liberty against the Crown of England, the superpower of the world at that time. And we are at a similar precipice, in a sense. Do we abandon liberty because of the fear, not this time of a British Empire or any empire, but those who would wield the germ theory, like, you know, a barbed wire bat, to bash us into fear and compliance, against those who are speaking up, but now from a distance, because very few people are getting together because they've been told not to, and they're obeying. Well, we need more not obeying. You know, we need more of that spirit to say, you know what, you don't have the authority to stop me from getting together with my friends and my family and my community and my group that love and believe in liberty. And I think that we are ripe and due for another get-together, so to speak.
No question about it. No question about it. You know, because they know that what they're doing is completely preposterous. The idea of locking down the planet, destroying the engine of the economy in so many countries, locking people up in their homes, and on and on and on, the social distancing, the ridiculous masks and all of that. And so because they know how extreme and preposterous the whole operation is. The last thing they want is people to assemble and look at each other, as you say, face to face, in real time, in person, and say, we're being duped. This whole thing is a trick. Do you really believe that this is legitimate, what they're doing? That the story that they're using to justify it is legitimate? And a few people say, no, we don't. And more people join in because it's live, it's electric. There's presence there. There's spirit.
Yes.
Energy. And this is the spirit that moved the nation in 1776, and it may be buried under a lot of layers now, but it's still there. And they don't want it to come out at any cost.
You know, it's fascinating. You brought up the spirit, and I think of a phrase that we've heard growing up, the spirit of 76 or the spirit of 1776. You know, why is it described that way? It's fascinating to recognize that flow of energy. It's electrical, it's palpable, it's measurable when you're together in crowds. Of course, you know, it can be taken to a destructive place, but again, what is the prime motive, intent, and purpose of the groups getting together? Right now they're trying to prohibit those that want to get together for positive, powerful, wonderful purposes of freedom, for instance, versus those that want to come together to destroy or you know, protest for collectivism, authoritarianism, and lockdowns. It's just amazing. They know the power of groups, and it's just specifically the groups they want to get together versus those they don't.
Exactly. They want destructive groups. They want groups that are dependent on the government. They want groups that are reaching out to the government to get stuff, legislation, money, some other kind of support. This is fine. Or groups that want to create, you know, a dictatorship, fine. But the idea of the spirit of 1776, no possible way. And if people will remember, especially in the process of framing and ratifying a constitution, the debate was vigorous.
Mm-hmm.
It was prolonged. It was intelligent, meaningful. The states did not want to give up power. The colonies, which would become states under the new federal government, did not want to give up power.
Right, but the people, some of them at that time, enough of them, it wasn't many percentage-wise, were willing to fight that seemingly insurmountable power. We're going to get to that and more, including the technology they want to implant in your brain, perhaps, to stop you from doing this. More with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is now back on the campaign trail with his rally before thousands of supporters in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The rally came amid prolonged concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and the nationwide outcry over racial injustice in the wake of George Floyd's death. Before an enthusiastic crowd, the president talked about how upset he is with the NFL.
And explain this to the NFL. I like the NFL. I like Roger Goodell, but I didn't like what he said a week ago. We will never kneel to our national anthem or our great American flag. We will stand proud and we will stand tall.
Tulsa marked the president's first rally since early March, when both Trump and Biden canceled in-person campaign events as the seriousness of the coronavirus crisis began to set in. This is U.S. As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korean's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Each week, we've been having a great pattern of discussions with John Rappaport from No More Fake News here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, the show is on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you just come on over to robertscottbell.com, you can listen and watch, in fact, any of the shows. Our Sunday broadcast here on GCN is our first of the week on radio, syndicated around the country. And we're welcoming all of you to be with us and become empowered by the words that inspire me, my friend John Rappaport, and hopefully inspire you to do better by your reason and purpose for being here. And if it involves more liberty, not less, you're in the right place. John, we've talked about many of the threats to liberty, and our founders certainly knew it at the dawning of America or prior to it, and, you know, even coming to this continent where the show originates from. But there's a lot of technology and technocracy that's kind of muddying the waters, interestingly enough. And that's something I want to get into in terms of how, yeah, technology in and of itself is not bad, but what's done with it, or if it's done without consciousness, how the unintended or intended consequences can be worse than living without it.
Okay. So, talk about limiting liberty and freedom. The idea of technocracy, which is the control of populations through governing by, let's call it engineering a society or a civilization to be like a machine, and the people become parts of the machine, all very planned down to the last detail. And certainly external freedom is eliminated completely because it's totally out of place in a machine. But they want to take it further than that. And so I wrote an article called Technocracy Inside Your Body. And this has to do with nanotechnology, which is the study and engineering of tiny, 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 tiny particles and manipulating these particles down to the size of a molecule or an atom. And we've discussed this before, the idea of placing such nano objects inside the body that would be capable of sending out data in real time about what the body is doing, what the body is producing, not just simply where it's going, but internal processes, biological, chemical, brain wave phenomena, reporting all of this information. And then the ongoing research into the ability to send back information to these tiny little nanobots or nanosensors inside the body from an external source, which would be in the form of instructions or programs that would be relayed to the body or to the brain that would provoke certain reactions, impulses, feelings, etc., etc. And so I found an article which I've been sitting on for a while, and I published some quotes from it because it just kind of shows you how far this whole thing is going. Just scrolling down to get this here. The reference is called The Last Mile to Civilization 2.0, Technologies from Our Not-Too-Distant Future, Nanobots, Smart Dust, 5G Wireless, and Smart Cities, from TechSpot.com. This is 2017 by Jay Stanley. Now, I'm just going to read a couple of quotes just to give you a flavor of this. These types of nanobots are currently being used in humans to target cancerous tumors and can be remotely controlled with magnetic pulses or ultrasound after being injected into the bloodstream near the targeted area. Magneto-acrotactic bacteria nanobots, agents capable of navigating through the bloodstream to administer a drug with precision by specifically targeting the active cancer cells of tumors. Legions of nanobiotic agents or nanobotic agents composed of more than 100 million flagellated bacteria and therefore self-propelled and loaded with drugs that are moved by taking the most direct path between the drug's injection point and the area of the body to cure. Algae-based nanobots, etc., etc., etc. So you can see that the cover story or the front is, well, this is all medical research designed to cure cancer and other diseases, et cetera, et cetera. But behind that, because we know that some of this research is being, or similar allied research is being funded heavily by Bill Gates and DARPA, the technology wing of the Pentagon, behind all this is the idea of using it to control humans from inside their bodies so that freedom becomes wiped out. Wiped out. So this is not just a war on liberty from the outside, from political forces.
Sure. And would I also think about it this way, and I'm sure you've addressed this, I know you have, in fact, this idea of transhumanism, where we are just machines, and if we can just one day detach our heads or remove our brains, that they could somehow exist beyond us in computer form. There are actually people that believe this, that are so connected to a viewpoint of materialistic reductionism, etc., that there is no spirit, there is no life force anymore. And again, this is where the danger of technology arises, because people without consciousness can care not for consequences of their actions, because life is all artificial to them from the get-go.
Indeed. In fact, one of the stars of that theory is Ray Kurzweil, an inventor who happens to be a director in Google. So we're not just talking about fringe people here. We're talking about mainstream, heavily funded science aimed in this transhuman direction. That's what they're going after. And at what point do they say, well, we really don't need humans at all? Now that we think about it, now that we've programmed them and studied them from the inside long enough, we could keep them around, but at the same time, we could maybe just simply create, reasonable facsimiles, so to speak, from the ground up. These are all real questions, and it sounds like science fiction, but it isn't. And, for example, there's another technology that I wrote about this week called gene drives. And you probably heard about this, although not under that name, in the whole idea of engineering, genetically engineering mosquitoes that would carry, you know, deadly mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus, blah, 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 blah. Well, when you start examining this gene drive technology, what you realize it actually is it's an extinction technology. In other words, the scientists try to program a species so that in succeeding generations, the females will only give birth to males. And after about three or four generations, you get no more females, so therefore you get no more procreation and no more birth, and that particular species goes extinct. And there are scientists now that are discussing, and for all I know have implemented, but we know they're discussing for sure. For example, they will cite an island, and they'll say, the inhabitants of this island are being overrun by invasive rodents. So let's try this. Let's reprogram a few of these rodents so that they will cease to procreate in future generations. We'll wipe out all the rodents on the island. And, of course, none of them can escape the island, so it's not like we're wiping out all the rats in the world. They say, and this is what they're looking at. And in all of the literature that I've read, there is no mention of the one burning question, which is, well, what about humans?
Mm-hmm.
And what I cite in the article is direct evidence that forces behind continuing this gene drive research, major forces are DARPA, again, and Bill Gates. They want this to move forward. They want this to be exploited and explored and used. So you can bet that right now, somewhere in the bowels of the Pentagon, for example, scientists are working to develop some form of a gene drive that they believe could wipe out a selected part of the human species. Oh, well, we could limit it, you see, and just to the enemy, whoever the enemy is that they're contemplating using it on.
How stupid are humans, John? I mean, back in World War I when they used mustard gas, they couldn't figure out if the wind was blowing the wrong direction, they were going to kill themselves.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just like that with more technology. Like I said, no consciousness here, no conscious awareness of I mean, Jurassic Park, the author, Michael Crichton, you know, and so many things he's written about, the unintended consequences, life always finds a way. These people don't get it, or if they do get it, they don't care. But in many cases, they just believe they are, you know, gods themselves with the power of life and death, and they are unwilling to consider that it might not be a great idea. And, you know, avowed eugenicists or let's say population reductionists like Bill Gates are enthusiastically supporting this and funding these experiments. We're going to be right back with John Rappaport talking about obviously a very serious issue on the summer solstice. We'd like to see more light return all over the planet to see through this dangerous nonsense after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGetA.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGetA.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGetA.com with Longevity. TeamGetA.com.
Scott Bell Show. These shows with John Rappaport do indeed go very, very rapidly, and that's why we have them in archive form at robertscottbell.com and all the many formats that carry us right here on radio, and then 24/7 you can play them anytime. NoMoreFakeNews.com, robertscottbell.com. John, we're painting a picture that is not of our own creation, I don't believe. I mean, it's not something I've engaged in, participated to my knowledge, or funded any of these things like gene drive technology, the technocracy that wants to implant nasty things. Just quite the opposite. We've been talking about the beauty and the majesty of the human spirit and you know, the life force for so many years here. There's got to be a new level of rebellion, like in your article with George Washington, the troops that maybe were demoralized, thought it was all over. That there's inspiration still to be found, and that it's not over. It's never over, in fact. And that's, you know, one of the quotes that I think you pulled out in one of the recent articles this week.
Indeed, Robert. It's never over. You know, I think it was last week, hard to remember, but it seems like we're so far away from the kind of freedom that we want. And yet, it's only an inch away, in a sense. Because speaking of these lockdowns and the economic destruction and so forth, if all of a sudden huge numbers of people came out of their houses and said, end of lockdown, we're not going back, forget it, it'll never happen again, we're opening up the economy ourselves, we're not waiting for a sign, we're going back into business, we're going back into life, we're going to congregate cheek to jowl. We're not going to be distancing or wearing masks or any of that. Business owners are saying this, and workers and just, you know, human beings in sufficient numbers, it would be over. The whole thing would be over. The nightmare would end. That's how, you could say, far away we are, but at the same time, how close we are, because that's all that's necessary. They're not going to machine gun down 30,000 people who suddenly show up in a plaza, a town square, a park, on a Sunday and just simply live, they're not going to do it because they know it would just make it worse for themselves if they did. So really, that's how close we are if we have the will and the spirit and the understanding of what liberty is all about.
Well, it is time for another, what we'd say, revolution. We're not arguing for violence per se, but there are those who are willing to use violence against us and our exercise of our fundamental freedoms, including the freedom to travel, to work, to congregate, to love one another, to support one another, uplift one another, to get together for positive, powerful, inspirational, and worshipful purposes even. So, John, to your point and to those words, inspire me so much over the years is, no, you don't have to go quietly into some form of technological hell. You can simply say, just like a two-year-old, no, I'm not going. And then another person says it, and another person says it, one by one. And then we see that the illusion of their power over us is diminished greatly. But the connection to spirit, not technology, is critical here. Even though we use the technology to reach out to folks 6 days a week here, and with John writing around the world, we do have a reach. At the same time, we don't want to abandon the very special opportunity and the magic, if we will, that happens, or spirit that flows when we get together. So I'm encouraging folks, just as you said, to do just that. Get together, worship, celebrate, engage, have discourse, all the things that we used to do, didn't think nothing of it, just to say it that way. And now consciously go back at it to say, you know what, this is so very important, we will not be stopped.
Exactly. Right on the, hit the nail on the head. That's exactly it. That's what we need to do. Yeah. And that will do it, if we do it.
Well, as we head to our Independence Day celebration in a couple of weeks here in America, remember the reason that we celebrated it wasn't just for fireworks and barbecue and cookouts, but there was a real genuine celebration that, like no time before in history, the people came together, formed a government that would be limited in scope and power and reach. And if you want to reestablish it again, if it was done once, that's proof it can be done again. Thank you, John Rappaport, my friend. The power to heal is yours.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.